Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Is it a crisis? Hi, I'm Jarvis Smith, and my new show, Lean Into Clean, will inspire, impress, and inform. What can we all do to clean up our lives so the next generations and, of course, our beautiful planet can thrive? Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus and restore the natural way so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Hi, this is Jarvis Smith. Welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean. This is UK Health Radio. How are you all on this Monday morning? Gosh, we had a busy week last week. It was London Climate Action Week, and there were loads of amazing events. I think there was 400 events happening in the smoke last week, all focusing on the climate, on the action, and many, many other things. Thousands and thousands of people gathered at various events. We actually had our own event on Tuesday. We had the People Environment Achievement Awards at the Savoy Hotel on Tuesday nights. And during the day, we had an event. Actually, it was a couple of panels, and we were addressing what we describe as the evolution of sustainability. You know, what's going to happen if we don't meet these climate targets of keeping temperatures from rising above this critical 1.5 degrees, how are we going to evolve as a species when the weathers are different, hotter, wetter, when the climate changes and things are not growing in the way that we're used to them growing, et cetera, et cetera. So we had a day event called The Evolution of Sustainability, two panels, a panel with Indigenous leaders and earth elders from around the world. And then we also had two amazing leads from Google and Deloitte, Kathleen Prendeville, who is a health and well-being, I guess advocate is probably the best word. And then Emily Cromwell, who's the lead for sustainability, consumer and retail at Deloitte. So two amazing, you know, very high level women leaders in their field from two of the biggest companies in the world, Google and Deloitte. So that was pretty amazing. And then there were loads of other things going on during the week. Now, if you wanted to find out who our People Environment Achievement winners are, you can, of course, go to mygreenpod.com. You can have a look there at all of the winners. We had awards ranging from arts categories to money categories to influencer to energy. Travel, transport, business, climate pioneer, green pioneer. I mean, the list goes on. But please do, if you are interested, check out who our winners were for this year's awards. And you can go to mygreenpod.com for that. Of course, we've got our guest today, who I shall be introducing to the show shortly. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of an update on some news, which actually very nicely ties in to today's guest. So the news comes from the National Debt Line. They have findings that are suggesting that as the new energy price cap comes into effect, which was, I think, announced either yesterday or certainly today, there are still 6.1 million people who are struggling to pay their energy bills. So the headline is millions of households struggle to pay energy bills despite price drop, and that's from the charity National Debt Line. I'm just going to read a bit of this out because I think many of us can relate to this. Some 6.1 million households are still struggling to pay their energy bills despite dropping prices, according to figures. Now, latest energy debt figures from Ofgem show levels now stand at a record £3.1 billion of the debt. National Debt Line said its findings suggested 6.1 million people were struggling to pay their energy bills. So it goes on to say, I mean, to cut a long story short, this is the chief executive from the Money Advice Trust, the charity that runs National Debt Line. His name's Steve Vade. He says the fall in the price cap will alleviate some of the pressure many households are under, but our findings show that many more will continue to struggle as energy bills remain high. As millions of people worry about keeping up with their energy payments, arrear levels have continued to increase, and many have been left with unaffordable debts as a result. What we need to see from the next government is urgent action through a help to repay scheme to help people trapped in energy debt access a safe route out. So, we're all piling up this debt. We're all obviously feeling the burden of it, and then it becomes stressful because it's amounting up. So that's quite nice that he's recommending that potentially to our future government. He said anyone struggling with their energy bills or worried about their finances should contact National Debt Line. So clearly, it's a bit of a plea from them. I think that the issue with this is that yes, the price has been, or the cap, should I say, has been reduced. It's been reduced by £122 per household over the year. So it's not a vast amount. I think in the grand scheme of things, and certainly how it went up, it's not a lot at all. But the disappointing part of it is that it actually comes into effect from July, and that it actually ends in September. So all of our energy bills are always lower during the summer period because, of course, there is less usage for energy, or certainly we use energy in a completely different way. So that brings me very nicely to today's guest. Today I have Tom Parsons, who is, well, I'll tell you a bit more about himself. I'm going to just read out his bio. He's with an organization called Good Energy. Now, Good Energy are, in my opinion, one of the leading ethical, renewable energy, and ethical actually, but renewable energy companies across the UK. It's a company that we have worked with for many, many years. What's unique about Good Energy, and we'll find out more from Tom about where they are now, but what's unique about them is they're actually very much in the business of energy generation in a micro way. What does that mean? It means that people are generating their own energy with solar and possibly wind, definitely solar and other forms. And then, if you like, selling that energy back to Good Energy, and then Good Energy are able to put that energy out in a very renewable way. So that's very basic terms. There's so more to the company than that. But I'll just read you a bit about Tom. It says Tom Parsons is an expert in the UK energy market, specializing in helping UK households make sustainable choices while lowering their energy costs. Tom has led strategy and sales teams for the past 15 years at EDF and Drax, wow. And most recently, Good Energy, where he is currently Director of Sales and Origination. He recently gained his MBA from Exeter University in Sustainable Business Management. Tom passionately believes that renewable power is not only the right environmental solution, but also the right financial solution, which we'll definitely get into, giving households energy independence and long-term lower costs. He has been responsible for several product launches that have helped households decarbonize, including leading the rollout of Good Energy's market-leading solar export and EV battery charging tariffs, as well as heat pumps and solar installations for businesses and households. Tom, welcome to Lean Into Clean. Thank you for coming to join me today.
Hello, Jarvis. Great to be here.
Good, fantastic. So, look, having read your bio out, is there anything missing from that that you wish you'd included?
No, I think we made it quite hard work for you, actually, in the end. They often sound pretty dry, don't they? But the key thing there really is, I mean, we're in this massive energy ecosystem, and I'm fortunate I've been able to work in it for the last 15, 16 years. And there really are some great solutions at the moment for households that are good for the environment, but also good for their pocket. And fundamentally, that is what I do, making sure that they hear about those products and get the opportunity to install them through Good Energy, ideally.
Yeah, great. Give us a bit of background on Good Energy, because I know Good Energy were one of the leading, they were one of the pioneers, actually, in the space. But just give us a bit of background for those that are listening that won't know too much about Good Energy and what you do.
Sure. Well, I've no doubt we'll have many of our loyal followers on this listening in as well, because we've been around for 25 years now. So we're celebrating our 25th birthday this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great. And we've got some, I think it's September is the official month. So we've got some celebrations lined up there to enjoy that fact, because it's certainly not easy challenging the big six over a quarter of a decade. But we've certainly done it, and we haven't pulled any punches. But we were founded in 1999 by Juliet Davenport, and she had this brilliant vision to lead the decarbonisation of the UK's energy system. And over the last 25 years, you know, recently we've survived pandemics, overseas wars, energy crises, but the whole time we've carried on supporting the growth of renewables in the UK. And we've been investing in generators. You know, we think back to 25 years ago when we were founded, 1% of the UK's energy grid was renewable. The other 99% was coal, gas, nuclear, so things that aren't contributing positively towards the climate. And since then, we're now at about 50%, so 25 years to get the UK to 50%. And Good Energy has really been the sort of the catalyst for that change. We were heavily involved in designing the feed-in tariff scheme, which enabled nearly a million households to install solar and then start getting paid for that. And we've also got about 2,500 sort of medium scale generators across the UK that we buy their power from. And without Good Energy being in place to be able to do that, you know, I think it's a fair argument that the UK energy system would still be overly dependent on coal, gas and nuclear. But we're only halfway there. You know, 50% is only half the job done. And we don't have another 25 years to get to 100%. So we're going to have to do more, and we're going to have to do it faster.
Absolutely. And particular, thank you for that. I mean, it's brilliant. 25 years, a million households that you helped get onto the feed into. I mean, that's huge. I mean, it's a massive, massive movement in the sector. So tell me, what did you think about the response to the lowering the price caps today? I mean, is the news from National Debtline pretty much on point with your thinking that, you know, yes, it's a bit better, but it's still pretty bad?
Yeah, I agree fully with them. I mean, and you're spot on with in what you said earlier, that it's the summer months, so prices are traditionally cheaper. People are consuming less power, and we've obviously got more solar in the UK at the moment, so we're generating more, so we get less from overseas. But I'm really, really disappointed in the UK energy market at the moment, because when I mentioned 16 years doing this now, and when I started, we were talking about the energy trilemma, which was security of supply, so making sure we had control over where it came from. It was about price control, making sure things weren't too expensive, and then decarbonisation. So 16 years ago, we knew what the challenge was, and yet here we find ourselves now where we've really messed up a little bit in the fact that prices have gone crazy and they're still too high, and we haven't got control over where our power comes from. You know, things that happen thousands of miles from our borders are directly impacting people's pockets and the businesses in the UK as well, which, you know, our GDP as a nation really depend on. So the price cap itself coming down a little bit is certainly good. You know, people are going to appreciate that, but it's only for 3 months, and then it's forecast to go up again in the next quarter, which so, you know, individuals are going to have to do something about that to be able to mitigate against those costs, because otherwise we're going to be held captive to this price cap, which ultimately is too high, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, thank you, thank you. I thought we were on point, but so tell me, let's start at the. I mean, I want to find out more about you, but first of all, I think before we get into good energy and all the good stuff that people can get behind, but having Drax and EDF on your CV, and you're now with a 100% renewable energy company. Tell us about your transition. Did you consciously make a choice to go from what is described as fossil fuel driven or nuclear power in Jax's case? Is that right? Have I got that right? And then to renewable. How's that journey been for you?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So I came straight out of university, so at Cardiff University, 16 years ago, and joined EDF on the graduate scheme, keen to get into the energy industry because it looked exciting. Now, EDF's predominantly nuclear backed, which technically is zero carbon at the moment, but I think I certainly expect most people would agree that it's certainly not as good as renewables. If we could have a 100% renewable ecosystem, then we certainly should do. So I spent a good amount of time there learning about the industry, and nuclear is certainly better than coal and gas in my view. And then moved over to Drax, which is a 100% renewable supplier, but their fuel source is predominantly wood. They have a giant biomass power station up in North Yorkshire, and although it's 100% renewable certified, again, a lot of people would agree that cutting down trees or using the waste product of trees to generate power is not the greenest method. They'd much rather see wind, hydro, and solar. So you're absolutely right. Natural transition for me to say, right, well, where can I have the biggest impact on getting to those really deep green technologies? And Good Energy has really been in a prime position to be able to deliver that. And I've been here for just over 2 years now, and we've had a great, great run in that time.
Great, great, fantastic, fantastic. So just for all of you that are listening, as you know, at My Green Pod, what we do is we recommend the very best of brands, organizations, companies, products that we can find, and Good Energy are our exclusive partner with My Green Pod. So if you are looking to really be with the best options available, then My Green Pod is the place to find them. We repartnered with Good Energy just very recently, and we were partners with you guys 10 years ago, and we've come full circle again. And we made that decision because right now we are going to make a massive, massive difference in one of the most important sectors, because of course energy usage is one of the big deals that can make big changes when it comes to the climate crisis. Then Good Energy is your company. Now, Tom, what is it that you're focused on at the moment? Because I guess traditionally you've been a, for want of a better word, a supplier, a utility company and supplier. Although you did mention that million people or households that you've managed to get into the feed-in tariffs, which of course was at the time solar, right? But what is it at the moment? What's the big focus for you right now? What is the dream for your customers that are already using you to evolve into, or for new customers to get from you?
Well, the most exciting thing that we're working on at the moment, the fact that we have worked on, that we've landed really well, is that whole home decarbonisation piece. So, as you say, for quite a while now, we've been sourcing all of that great renewable power from loads of medium-sized renewable generators and households across the UK, and then customers, whether they're business or households, have been buying that from us on the other side and knowing they've got that renewable power that's really got that provenance from within the UK. But now we've said, right, well, what more can we do other than decarbonising a customer's electricity? How do we help them with their whole home? And a typical home, let's say a three-bed semi-detached house, the household within that will emit about 4 tons of carbon per year from household activities. So that's your heating, that's your transport, and that's your electricity coming in. So we said, right, well, how do we get that number from 4 tons per year, which is quite a lot, how do we get that down to zero, and is that possible? And the answer is yes, absolutely, we can get that down to zero. And the technologies that we're using to do that, they're not new. They're not sort of emerging technologies. They're actually pieces of kit that have been around for a long time. So solar is a big part of that. Heat pumps are a big part of that, and battery storage is a big part of that. And we've got solar installations that have been with us for 20 years. So we can see the performance of panels over that time and how well they last. Likewise, heat pumps up in the Nordics, they've been in place for decades and they've been working effectively. And battery storage has been fantastic. Obviously, we've had the EV revolution that's ongoing on at the moment, so we very much know how well the batteries work. So combining those three technologies together, and customers can choose to do one at a time depending on their sort of financial situation or which their part of their focus is on decarbonisation. But you bring in all those three things, and you can get your home down to 0 tons of CO2 emissions per year from four. And that's a really powerful number for a lot of our customers that are coming to us for support at the moment.
Great, that's amazing. I'm going to get into much more detail about that. We do very soon have to go to a commercial break. So in about 2 minutes, we'll cut to a commercial break. But what are you finding is the sexiest of the things that you've mentioned? You know, is it solar still? Is it heat pumps? Is it, you know, what is it you're finding customers are most drawn to?
I think I mean, it's Tesla Powerwall 3, I think, is the really exciting thing at the moment. The Tesla Powerwall 2 is this is a battery, home battery, has been really popular over the last few years, and they've just launched the Tesla Powerwall 3, and Good Energy is one of their top tier partners for installing this across the south of the UK.
Oh, I hadn't realized. I hadn't clocked that bit. Okay,
Yeah,
great.
and the brand, I mean, it's a massive brand, and everybody knows that the kit at least is very well built, and it's got some innovative features that you don't see elsewhere in the marketplace. So we've got a lot of customers ringing up and saying, right, how do I get my hands on one of these? And the answer is actually although they can order now, the installs don't start happening for a couple of months, but there's a huge amount of excitement around that. And then they say, well, of course, well, I don't just want the battery. Let's talk about the other bits and pieces that sit alongside that as well.
Yeah, and this is exciting because storing your energy, even if you're getting it from the sun or wind or at whatever source, storing it for when you most need it is really, really key to this equation, isn't it?
Absolutely, it helps really with the economics of installing this kit. Is that if you can store your cheap power and use it later on at night time when the sun's not shining, then that's when you really start to get up.
Yeah, great. So hold that space. We're just going to cut to a commercial break time. We will be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Listeners, we're going to be telling you about the cost savings when it comes to adding these pieces of kit to your homes. So stay with us. I'll see you back shortly.
The station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. I'm here with Tom Parsons, Director of Sales, actually, and Origination over at Good Energy. We're just getting into, you know, the new products that are on the market. I think it's really important to get into the cost savings because that's what I think most customers are interested in. Even the conscious ones that might have a slightly more affordable income still want to know, you know, what the cost savings are. Should we get into a bit of detail, Tom? You talked about the Powerwall, so just to say that's a Tesla product. It's a smart battery. Sorry, it's a storage battery. I mean, I drive a Tesla. I have done for years. I've never ever had a bad word about the company. They clearly know what they're doing when it comes to batteries. Certainly in the vehicles, that's for sure. So, what should we let's start a little bit with that, with the storage battery. So, how does that become useful for a household or a business?
Well, it's interesting because there's a number of different ways a battery can really be really helpful for customers, depending on where they are in their journey in terms of decarbonizing and what other bits of kit they've got in their house. But let's assume they've got nothing at the moment in their house, and the battery is the first thing they put in place. Well, if they sign up to a tariff with a day night rate, so a two rate, what that means is they'll get a cheap overnight rate, and then the day rate is more expensive. And the reason suppliers are able to offer that, like good energy, is because prices at night tend to be cheaper. So it makes sense for us to be able to pass that through. And so in the instance of a battery, what it means is they could charge the capacity of that battery, and the Tesla Powerwall is around 13.5 kilowatts usable supply. So you charge the battery during the night on those very cheap rates. Good energy is 7.4 pence a kilowatt hour at the moment, a tariff we launched literally this week. And then you can discharge that battery in the day. So instead of then spending 23, 24 pence a kilowatt hour using electricity from the grid to run your oven or put TV on or the computer or whatever it is, you're using that power that's in the battery at 7.4 pence per kilowatt hour, which starts to starts to really help you avoid those higher daytime costs.
That's amazing. Go on.
I was just going to say, so that's the simple thing with just a battery. Now, most people don't do that. But then what they actually say instead is, I'll have solar and a battery together. And when you install solar, what that means is, okay, I've got cheap power during the day, effectively free. You know, you pay for the system, but then the power that it then generates is free. But you've got the battery overnight as well that you charge overnight or from any excess solar. So then during the evenings when the sun's not shining, you can use the power from that battery. But what you can also do is then export your excess back to the grid. And Good Energy's got an export tariff of 20 pence a kilowatt hour for those that install through Good Energy. And that means they can start to earn some really good revenue from power exported back to the grid. And again, the battery really facilitates that within their home. And then the last point is around heat pumps. So heat pumps generally consume power. During the winter is the time they're predominantly consuming. So if you have a battery installed at the same time as a heat pump, once again, it means you can charge the battery during the night. And then the heat pump is then run from that battery during the day. And that means you're then using very cheap electricity to run your heat pump, and your heating costs are super low, you know, much lower than they would be with an equivalent gas system. And of course, at this point, you're at zero carbon, as long as you're on a top quality renewable power supply, like with Good Energy.
Amazing, amazing. And often I think people think, firstly, it's quite difficult to change the current kind of status quo. So that's kind of, I think, number one thing that goes against people. But and then I think people automatically think, well, it's going to cost me a fortune. So number one, you know, it's all relative, because of course you're going to be saving on your energy bills, but you know, there may be an initial outlay. Number one, is there any second point equipment that you need? You know, do you need to change your radiators? Do you need to change any other devices in the house? Do you need to become smart, etc.? So just talk us through the costs and the savings, if you would, please.
Sure. Well, what I would start with actually is the simplicity element. I think you're spot on there. Is a lot of people look at it and say, look, I'm not an engineer, I'm not a technical expert, I don't want this complexity in my house, it's too much. I want to decarbonize, but I don't want all that hassle. And I think that's a problem with a lot of the tariffs on the marketplace, is they're smart tariffs, which is suitable for some people that do have that level of expertise, probably not suitable for large parts of the marketplace that just want things to work, just like how they do at the moment. So it's really important that it's made as easy as possible to understand. People have busy lives and they don't want complex maths or decisions to be made. So the survey stage, the design stage for a heating system or a solar installation is really crucial, because what that will do is it'll give you the numbers for your own property. Solar is a little bit easier to do because you look at roof, the orientation of the roof, any shading it's got, where the sun's going to be shining, how many panels you can fit. And then you do the maths on that in terms of what the payback period will be, depending on the sort of the usage within the property. Yeah. And so, you get that bespoke report that says specifically for your house, this is what it's going to look like. And if you use the Good Energy 20 pence export tariff, this is what your returns are going to be. So for something like solar, those prices are really good. So I've recently had my loft renovated. So I've had some roof windows put in. So I've had to hold back getting solar. But next month, I'm now getting solar installed on my house. I'm getting 16 panels put up there. And my payback period will be somewhere between 5 and 6 years.
Wow.
So... And, you know, 5, 6 years, you think, well, that's quite a long time. But actually, these panels are going to last 25 years. So that means for 19 years after I've paid it back, I'm effectively getting free electricity, which is a significant monthly saving for me on the consumption I currently use in my property.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fantastic. That is amazing. I think anybody listening thinking payback, you know, 5 or 6 years is going to be jump at the chance, particularly with the rising energy prices right now.
And that volatility as well. So yes, we've said, you know, prices are going up and down a little bit quarter by quarter at the moment, but they could jump up again. You know, this time a year ago, we were in a horrible place.
Yeah.
And solar is a great way of avoiding that volatility because I'm then in control. You know, as long as the sun does shine, we've got to hope the sun keeps shining or we've got really big problems.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to worry what's happening overseas as much because a lot of my energy is being generated by my roof.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. So I always ask our guests to give us a couple of songs that are to them perhaps soundtracks for this thing that we're calling a climate crisis. And you very kindly have given us two songs. Would you tell us, first of all, which song you'd like to choose first, who the artist is, what the song is, and then at the end of the song, when we've played it, I'm going to ask you why you chose it, but I want everybody to hear it first. So which song are you going to choose out of your two?
I think we'll go with Muse and Time is Running Out.
Great. Okay, brilliant. So this is Muse, Time is Running Out. Yeah, oh, what a great record. I tell you what, the one thing Muse are really, really good at doing is bringing that sense of urgency to a matter. Why did you choose that song, Tom?
Spot on, Jarvis. I think that's great. It's that sort of rebellious streak that says, look, we've got to do something. We've got to do it fast. Now, I'm a positive person. I think it's very hard to do this job if you're negative and you think you've run out of time. And we've achieved a lot over the last 25 years, as I said, but we do need to do more and faster. And I think that song just resonates, really, really gets me up and says, right, well, this is why I'm doing what I do. And hopefully, you know, there's a lot of other people around that are pushing in the same direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm a bit like you, you've been in the, you know, the space for a long time. You've seen the transition. I didn't realize we were at 50% now with renewable usage, which is amazing. I still had 40% in my head. So even that's amazing. So look, let's get back to the individual things that people can do. Because, you know, one of the things that we know at My Green Pod is people do care. They really want to make a difference. You know, the surveys, after surveys have been done, you know, 80 to 90% of people want to make a difference. Only 10 to 15% of people have. Why? Because they don't really know what to do. You know, what you're giving us here are very, very clear initiatives that people can act on that will have a huge impact on their responsibility to this issue that we are calling a climate crisis. So we talked about storage. I mean, that's, as far as I'm concerned, a no-brainer. You did touch upon solar and heat pumps. I want to leave the heat pumps till last, if I may, because there's such a government initiative around that and a government noise. But tell us a bit about solar, because I think, you know, solar was massive back in the day. Was it 15 years ago when the feed-in tariffs were at their, you know, at their sweet spot? What's solar, you know, where are we at with solar today? What's the kind of average cost? You mentioned you're putting, I think you said nine on your roof or something like that.
16 panels.
Oh, 16, yeah. Excuse me. So just tell us a bit about that and how people can learn more about solar and get solar onto their rooftops.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things I love about solar. And the first one is you're absolutely right. Solar had a massive boom when the feed-in tariff scheme was launched, and we saw that go onto a lot of roofs. And then we saw a bit of a dip because the subsidies weren't there anymore for solar. But actually what we found is the feed-in tariff scheme has done what it set out to do, which is really reduce the economy, the cost of those panels through economies of scale. So the price of the solar panels now are actually unbelievably cheap. You know, the fact that they can build a technology that generates electricity that sits on your roof for that price is amazing. The actual cost of installing the system is the designers that design it for you. It's the surveyors that come to the site. It's the installers. It's the scaffolders. And you know what, all of those costs and those roles, certainly at Good Energy, are all within the UK. So when you install solar, yes, it's good for you and your property, but actually it's really boosting that employment, that GDP value of the UK, which I think is really important. You know, when we spend our money, it's nice to know that's going back into the local economy for local people. And Good Energy's model is entirely in-house as well. Everybody's on a Good Energy contract. There's no subcontracting. And we do that because, well, I don't think subcontracting is a great way to run an install business, because just outsourcing it to somebody else and it can create problems further down the line. Mm. So there's that sort of number one point. But number two point, in terms of, so what does the cost actually look like for a consumer? Well, your typical system is probably going to be more like 12 panels. I've decided, well, because I love this industry, I'm just putting them everywhere I can on my roof, whereas a lot of people will go for sort of that more sort of tidy rectangular or square array. So you'd probably see around 12 panels going on a roof. And that would be, bring you about four and a bit kilowatts of actual output. Now, the cost for a 12 panel system, you're probably talking £5,000 or £6,000 at the moment. So depending on the type of panels, the type of roofing, whether you have it in roof or you have it on sort of aluminium railings on top of the roof. And then, of course, you can have a battery alongside that, which will cost anywhere from sort of £3,000 up to about £7,500, depending on the output of the battery and the brand, et cetera, that you go for. So you are talking a reasonable investment in your property. But as I said, the payback period, again, house dependent, depends how much consumption you use within the property. But that will be anywhere from sort of 5 to, let's say, 10 years for your average property, which is pretty good when the kit lasts for 25 years. We did an install in June last year for Imogen. She's one of our case studies, and she had 12 panels put on her roof with a 5.2 kilowatt battery. And so far, she saved £560. That was in the first 8 months. So it was when we did the case study with her. So over £500 saving over 8 months on a reasonably small property, and 70% of her power has come from those solar panels or the battery, which means only 30% is still coming from the grid. So seeing some really good sort of quality returns on there, and all that information, I said keep it simple earlier, but there is the app for Imogen, which shows the graphs and the data and the savings, just to make it real and show that this was a good investment, both from a financial perspective and an environmental perspective.
Brilliant. And that's all under the Good Energy system, the app, the, you know, the fitting, the savings, the whole thing. And is that particular customer subscribed to the buying back? So do you kind of buy any excess energy from her as well?
That's right. So Imogen, we've been paid 20 pence per kilowatt hour for every unit that they export back to us. So sun shining and they're on holiday or they're out at work, all that power is coming back to Good Energy. We pay them 20 pence a kilowatt hour. And then, of course, what that means is we can then, there's then more renewable power in the UK for us to sell to Imogen's neighbour or someone else in the community. And it's really good for everybody that way.
Such a brilliant model. Brilliant. Bear with us. We just need to go to another commercial break. And those of you that are listening, we're going to move on to, you know, other pieces of other additional pieces of kit that are going to be good for your household. Stay with us. This is a quick break from UK Health Radio. We'll see you soon.
The station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. This is Jarvis Smith on my show, Lean Into Clean. I'm here with Tom Parsons from Good Energy, talking about energy prices, energy tech, the pieces of kit you can have in your home today that will save you money over the next anywhere from 5 years onwards if you do this right. We've talked about storage batteries. Many of us will know about storage batteries. It's very simple. You can pop a battery into your home. You can switch to a cheaper nighttime, day and nighttime tariff, charge up your battery in the night on the cheap rates, and then use the energy during the day in your home when the energy is expensive. So that's very easy. And then to accompany that, you can then get solar on your roof, ranging anywhere from a few panels up to, you know, as many as you can fit on there, that will give you free energy. So this is then generating storage for your battery that, again, you can draw on that energy anytime. I do want to talk to you, Tom, about cars as well in a minute, but there's one piece of kit to the puzzle, which is the heat pumps. The government made a lot of noise about heat pumps last year. I remember being at a couple of exhibitions and I was hearing, you know, companies saying that, you know, we need 20,000 installers over the next 12 months if we're going to get these heat pumps into people's homes. So talk to me a little bit about heat pumps, and is it still, you know, is it still as important to the government? Is it important to you? It sounds like it's very much a part of this this revolution that we need to go on when it comes to energy usage.
Yeah, absolutely, massively important to me. Good energy. We try and be as absolutely ethical as we can. And one of the products we sell at the moment is gas. We sell gas to customers because a typical household has a gas supply and they have to get it from someone. Now, that gas, even if you use things like green certificates, ultimately when it's burnt in a boiler, it's still emitting carbon emissions. We need to help customers get off of that. And the same is true for every household within the UK. And actually, we often talk about gas boilers, but there's a lot of people on oil in the UK as well. And oil's a really frustrating fuel for people. They have to order it, they have to store it, they have to make sure it's safe. And massive fossil fuel. So yes, heat pumps are massively important for me at the moment. The government, on the other hand, I mean, without getting into too much politics, I think, you know, they had the right idea. You know, they put in place that said a certain amount of heat pumps have to be installed, and they put incentives in place to encourage typical boiler manufacturers to build and install a certain amount of heat pumps to push the market forward. So everybody started ramping up, training installers, you know, making sure we had that network of people that could deliver that big push for the UK, for Great British Energy. And then the government sort of changed its mind. I think it sort of went with populism and said, no, this is an easy one for us to scrub off. So they pushed back some of the deadlines by a year, which is incredibly frustrating for industry when you're all ramping up and you're training people, and then suddenly the government changes a mechanism that really should be a bit more set in stone. Mm. But we need heat pumps. They're the only feasible way of getting the UK off gas. And you know, something like half of a house's carbon emissions come from gas at the moment. So you can get rid of gas and move on to a heat pump, and that's half the problem for every household.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. So you heard it here. So we've got, you know, we've got good energy. Number one thing you can do is switch your tariff. So switch to a 100% renewable supply tariff. That's the people that you pay your electricity and gas bills to. That's first step. Then step, you know, two, three and four is smart battery, solar panels, heat pumps. Now, the good news is that because MyGreenPod and Grid Energy have partnered, we do have exclusively for anybody that goes through this link, a £400 discount on your heat pumps and your solar tech. So this is an exclusive offer that we've managed to negotiate, if you like, with Grid Energy. So all you have to do is go to mygreenpod.com and search for Grid Energy, and you'll see the link, or you can go straight to goodenergy.co.uk /my-green-pod. That's goodenergy.co.uk/my-green-pod. So they are options for you to get your £400 discount. Of course, what you'll do is you give all your details, your information, Grid Energy will be back in contact with you, and then they will do a survey on your property, what will be good for you, and give you the costings and the savings. Tom, it's been fabulous having you on the show. I do want to get your second song in before we go. When we come back to ask you just after the second song, I'd love to hear your viewpoints and hopes for the next government. because clearly we have an election around the corner. What would be your wish list from the next government that gets into power? But first, let's play your second song. Tell us what you've chosen, and we'll ask you why at the end you chose this particular song.
Okay, bit of a step change from the previous one, so we're going to go with Feeling Good by Nina Simone.
Feeling Good by Nina Simone, great record. Great record, Tom. Thank you for choosing that. Why did you choose it?
Well, I didn't want it to be all doom and gloom with after news and time is running out. And I think we're at a point now where the technologies we need to win this battle against the climate crisis are at hand. You know, we do know what the answers are, and there is broad support from everybody across the country, as long as we can get the price right. And I think we can with this technology at the moment. So I think Nina Simone's song just captures we're in a really beautiful world here, and we still do have the chance to make sure it stays that way for a very, very long time. And so we don't have to keep carrying on this downward spiral. So a nice uplifting one, hopefully.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic record. And I absolutely agree. I mean, all the signs say that the transition that we need to make, you know, the technology's there, the will's there, you know, the money is there, although it's not being applied. But I think the biggest issue, and we'll talk about this, is legislation, right? Is governments, is you know, the driving force that gets industry to change. We're coming up to an election. It's a bit of a farce out there at the moment. There's a lot of strange things happening in the world. But what would your wish list be, or hopes for the next government?
I'll be pretty open. I think we probably know who the next government's going to be. Yeah. the polls certainly suggest it's going to be Labour, so it makes sense to look at what they're committing to deliver. And they're talking about Great British Energy and launching that, and that's effectively co-investing in reasonably large assets with the private sector to give a boost to renewable generation within the UK, which I think is admirable. The title of Great British Energy, I would argue there is already a Great British Energy success story, and that is Good Energy. You know, we're AIM listed, so we've got shareholders across the UK, so people that have invested in us and pushed us forward over the last few decades. So I think the Labour government can probably learn a little bit from us around those smaller scale generators as well. Instead of just focusing on the larger pieces, let's focus on the landowners, those that really want to make a difference, and find the right way to support them. And that's things like making sure that there is consistency around policy. So we mentioned earlier about some flip-flopping around policy. Policy needs to be consistent from government. So, you know, we need some commitments around that. And then also things like planning permission. You know, it's almost impossible to get planning permission for an onshore wind turbine at the moment. Now, some people, and I think it's certainly a minority, well, I don't want to see a wind turbine in the countryside, thank you very much. But I think there's a general acceptance now. You know, I live in Exeter in Devon, and my in-laws live in St Austell in Cornwall, and we often drive down the hour and 20 minutes down to Cornwall, and we'll see lots of these wind turbines along the way, you know, from when they were allowed to be built. I've got two daughters, 7 and 9, and they'll both point them out, and they think they look really cool. And, you know, it's a source of pride, really, that we're creating power from wind. And I think they blend in, you know, really well with the environment. It's a really good position. So I think we need support for that sort of activity from Labour, and the right mechanisms around that. And, you know, as I mentioned, we work with 2,500 generators at the moment. Lots of them want to spend more money building more generation. So they're there, and these are local community people that really want to move on to the next project and just need some support to do it. So the right mechanisms from government could really unlock a lot of that small scale development. And then, sure, the government can co-invest in some of that larger development as well. And I think on top of that, you know, we need things like the deadline on fossil fuel boilers. We need that to be brought back into place. I don't think there's any excuse at the moment for a new build property being built with a boiler rather than a heat pump. You know, these are well insulated homes up to the latest building standards. And yet in England, not in Scotland, Scotland has to be a heat pump, but in England, they're allowed to install a boiler burning fossil fuels for the lifespan of that boiler, which is 10, 15 years. Whereas they should be putting a heat pump in, and the heat pump's lifespan is 20 years. So even then, yes, it's more cost efficient for the homeowner as well. And we can look at the likes of Norway. You know, Norway's got one in three households in Norway has a heat pump already. And yeah, that's about 1.5 million households that are using heat pumps at the moment, quite effectively, in a country that's known for glaciers and cold weather. So it can be done with the right government support. I just hope that the next election and then the 4 years that follow really, really deliver that for us.
Absolutely brilliant, Tom. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for coming to spend time with us today. I think you've definitely opened up the the eyes and ears of our listeners and help them to understand this energy transition that is needed. Thank you. And then let's have a catch up with you again soon, maybe after the next government gets in and we can see whether those changes have been implemented. Thank you.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for being so welcoming, Jarvis. And yeah, I'd be glad to come back and talk around how the government's doing.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. So for those of you that are listening in and you really want to dig into the energy transition in your home, decarbonisation, lowering your bills, much more importantly, as I said, you can go to goodenergy.co.uk/my-green-pod. Go and see how much money you can save by making the transition. So as you know, we always end the end of the show with a song. We're going to play Save the World by yours truly, Jarvis Smith. This is a song that I made in partnership with Greta Thunberg. Every single penny of the song goes to raising money for Fridays for Futures. That's the young people of our world in the most affected people and areas mapper, most affected people and areas of the youth around our world. This is Save the World by Jarvis Smith. Add it to your playlists. Don't forget to go to Good Energy and let's get this revolution moving. See you next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.